Welcome to Midlife Mastery, the Body Back Blueprint, your no-nonsense guide to thriving through your health, fitness, and well-being over 40. Welcome to the Body Back Blueprint podcast, your ultimate guide to conquering midlife health and fitness challenges with practical solutions that actually work. I'm your host, James Stackhouse, and I'm thrilled to have you join us on this journey to reclaim your vitality and make your midlife your best life. Are you tired of sifting through endless fitness fads and confusing nutrition advice? Well, you're in the right place. This podcast is your one-stop destination for cutting through the noise and embracing a no-nonsense, jargon-free approach to transforming your health. Here at Body Back Blueprint, we're all about straightforward solutions that fit into your busy midlife schedule. Whether you're looking to shed those 7 pounds, revamp your nutrition habits, or ramp up your exercise routine, we've got you covered. Join me and a lineup of expert guests from the health and wellness arena as we debunk fitness myths, break down the complexities of exercise, and demystify the world of nutrition. This podcast isn't just about fitness, it's about reclaiming your confidence, boosting your energy, and embracing a vibrant life at any age. Get ready to laugh, learn, and embark on a transformative adventure with us. Subscribe to the Body Back Blueprint podcast today, and let's make your midlife your best life, because it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Midlife Mastery, the Body Back Blueprint. I'm James Stackhouse, a former corporate executive in my late 40s, here to remind you that your journey to a healthier, fitter you starts right here, right now. Let's dive into today's episode. 7 low impact ways to stay fit. When it comes to fitness, the image of intense workouts and high impact activities often springs to mind. However, staying fit doesn't have to mean pushing your body to the absolute limit and flogging yourself or enjoying, you know, enduring grueling exercise routines. Low impact exercise activities offer a gentler yet equally effective path to fitness. So whether you're looking to maintain a healthy lifestyle, recover from an injury, or simply you want to enjoy exercise without the added stress, incorporating low impact workouts into your routine can be a game changer, yeah? Particularly if you've been put off in the past, you've tried some things you've seen on the internet, on social media, this high intensity interval training or, you know, sprint training, these things, and it wasn't for you, low impact exercises can be a game changer. So low impact exercises, they're characterized by reduced strain on joints, ligaments, tendons. Particularly useful if you already have issues with those areas. They minimize the risk of injury while still providing numerous health benefits. Let's explore some low impact ways to stay fit you can easily integrate into your daily routine. Number one, walking. It's simple, it's low impact, and it helps you stay fit. You can start with a 10-minute walk. Gradually increase the duration and intensity. Walk with someone else. Walk to work or partway to work. Walk, get out of the office at lunchtime. Any of these simple things. Walk up and down the stairs rather than taking the lift elevator. It all adds up over time. Yoga. Yoga is a gentle form of exercise. Doesn't mean it's not hard, but it can help improve your flexibility, strength, and balance. And there are many types of yoga you can choose. So test them out and find the one that suits your fitness level. Also very good for our brain health as well. Cycling. This is my favorite. It's low impact because we're not smashing the pavement, bang, bang, bang with our legs. So it can be done indoors, outdoors, do it on the stationary bike, or my favorite, cycle to work. It's a great way of combining a commute, something you have to do, with health and fitness, and it brings your energy levels up. It starts first thing in the day and improves your mental health as well. Swimming. Swimming is a great low impact exercise. Improves your cardiovascular fitness, your muscle strength, your flexibility. Swim in a pool or in a lake, or my favorite, down at the beach, down in the ocean. Great fun to have a bit of a body surf as well. Dancing, often a really great way to incorporate fitness, as well as improving coordination, balance, whatever your age. You can join a dance class, or do it at home, do it with the family, do it with the kids. The kids love it. It's a great way of building them into a healthy exercise environment as well. Resistance band exercises. These are a very low impact way to strengthen your muscles and improve your flexibility. and you're bringing in a bit of extra resistance, which is going to help bring the weight up, which means you're going to get more resistance on your joints, on your muscles, which means they're going to become stronger. You can use resistance bands at home or in the gym, very simple to get and cheap online. Pilates is a low impact exercise that can improve your core strength, flexibility, and posture. Join a class, probably the easiest way. You'll get the quality guidance and expertise from the trainer as well, which will help you. Incorporating low impact activities into your fitness routine can offer a myriad of benefits, including improved cardiovascular health, increased strength and flexibility, reduced stress, and overall enhanced well-being. The key is finding activities that you actually enjoy, because then you'll actually do them and they align with your fitness goals. So by embracing these low impact exercises, you can maintain a fit and healthy lifestyle whilst minimizing your risk of injury and maximizing your long-term sustainability. Lace up your walking shoes, dive into the pool, unroll your yoga mat. Staying fit doesn't have to be high impact, it can be low impact and equally rewarding. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Mastery, the Body Back Blueprint. Hope you found the episode useful and you've got some tips and tricks that you can start using to get yourself into shape pronto. In the meantime, try some of my free resources to get you a little bit of a head start and a bit of a boost up. First up, try my free 7 Habits of Highly Healthy People online course. It's a free 7-day online total health and wellbeing training course. Simple, no previous experience or desperate health fitness requirements. Access it at stackfitness.com.au/7habits. All the best. See you on the next episode.